In the state of Utah, over 230 permanent artworks have been placed on sidewalks, parks, city buildings, and plazas. Many of those works include sculptures, paintings, landscapes, and installations. The thing that makes these artworks interesting is that they were all funded by legislation, a statute called the Utah Percent for Art Act. This is Jim Glenn, who manages the public art program.
The statute is written so that 1% of the hard construction cost is added to the cost of a building, and then that 1% is managed by our office at the Utah Public Art Office, and we do that in conjunction with a community-based art selection committee.
The committee talks about the project, publishes the information about the project for artists to apply if they're interested, and then goes through the process of selecting artists based on their past work or their proposals. Two of the artworks in Utah have been awarded by Americans for the Arts, a nonprofit organization that specifically recognizes exceptional public art in the nation. One of the works is called Life of Tree, a piece installed in University of Utah's Crocker Science Building by a team of artists called Hypersonic Studios and Plebeian Design.
It's a beautiful piece that talks a lot about scientific discovery and exploration.
And the other piece was created by Dow Blumberg and installed at the Utah Public Health Laboratory in Taylorsville.
It's a beautiful aluminum piece of a figure that's sort of being assembled visually. It's kind of a filigree of cast aluminum rings.
The public art program has been installing artworks through the Percent for Art Act since 1985.
It's all contributing to making communities more livable, both for the people that live there and work there, but also for people that visit.
With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.